Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in cold, blustery Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Spring can't get here soon enough.
You know what sport?
We've only had like 4 days of winter.
I know. I'm already looking for
sport. And you know what sport they play in the spring, Southern Miss?
Baseball?
Oh, yeah. Boy, ding, 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 ding.
We have a new special coming soon.
Opening segment sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to eat a hot meal tonight or cater your upcoming holiday event. Dickie's does a great job with catering, and we appreciate all that they do as a sponsor of the Eagle Hour. Athletic Director Lee Applewhite's in the studio with us here today. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking about Southern Miss Giving Day and how you can help Southern Miss Athletics. But we start off every Tuesday with our good friend Lee Roberts. And first of all, my thanks for doing this all year with us, Lee. And I know that you share with us. It's kind of a weird thing. We were talking about it a lot yesterday. A good season when you look at 1-11 and then you jump to 7-5, if I think at the start of the year, we would have all agreed that that would have been a good conclusion. But I guess losing three in a row at the end of the year is what kind of puts the taste of disappointment in people's mouths. And I just wonder, Lee, as a guy that watched every game, played the game at a very high level, can you put your finger on any one or two or three things that may have changed with the football team over the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I really don't know exactly if there's one thing that truly changed. I mean, we saw some, you know, parts of this team throughout the year that were really good. We saw some parts that were not great. You know, and I kind of think back to the Arkansas State game, even though it's a big road win, you know, we had six turnovers and only won by six. So that was, to me, you know, saying, hey, we're not playing our best football overall. I mean, it takes six turnovers to kind of get that win. And that's kind of the way this team has been all year long, is a team that thrived on turnovers and takeaways and winning that turnover battle. And we were really good when we did that. And over the last three games, you know, we just didn't create those turnovers. Two straight games, the Texas State, the South game, we didn't. And then last week, you know, we did. But again, we're a team that too just kind of gives up not a ton of yards, but it seems like we give up a play or a penalty that just puts us in a tough situation. Either we give them a first down, or it sets us way behind the chains. And then we've played behind the last 3 weeks. And, you know, we're not great when you get behind, and you kind of have to battle. Although the second half against South Alabama, we looked really good offensively. You could see on Saturday that it looked like we were coming back. And then as soon as you get a little bit of momentum, you know, you give up a 75-yard touchdown pass. So I think it's just a culmination of a lot of different things. But to your first original point, you know, I think a 7-5 season is a big success over last year. But, yes, I agree with you. The bad taste, losing three in a row when, you know, you're sitting at 7-2 at the time. And, man, you're feeling really good about yourself and know that, hey, we got an opportunity in the next couple of weeks. We could, you know, even talks of possibly hosting a conference championship. I mean, that was then, but you know, and then you thought for sure, hey, we'll get a chance to go play for a conference championship. But, man, very, very disappointing. And I know, again, at the end of the day, we are going to a bowl. We're much better. We're a much better team than we were. But it's tough. It's tough to see a team fall, you know, three straight games in a row at the end of the season.
You know, Lee, you've talked all season about Southern Miss not putting, you know, a complete game of football on the field. You always said that even after a win, you would say that you think that Southern Miss still hasn't played their best game. And I think if you look over the season, especially in the last three games, that became true where Southern Miss wasn't playing their best overall game. But then the things that they were doing good, such as the turnover, the turnovers that they didn't create, the defense, the running game, the things that they were doing good enough to win those first few games really just came to a head with those last three games, and they couldn't do anything right.
No, I totally agree with you, man. I mean, we did a lot of great things, you know, throughout that, you know, first nine games of the season, that if you do any of those, I think in the, you know, the last three games, you come away with, you know, one or two more wins for sure. But again, just not creating those turnovers and, you know, not being as effective and executing like you would want. I mean, I think we talked last week after the South game about the defense not tackling well. I felt like they tackled better on Saturday, but, you know, just a big play here and there just really hurt you. And they had a couple guys that could really play. I mean, you know, it seemed like we do we don't play our best when they've got a possession-type receiver that can – sit down in a zone and then make a guy miss, and it seemed like that happened a little bit Saturday. And then, you know, the icing on the cake, the late in the game when you think they're going to run the football, and we put 11 guys on the line of scrimmage, and they throw a post pattern completed for a 75-yard touchdown pass, just really takes all the wind out of the sail.
There's never a good time to have a three-game losing streak, and the fact that they lost the last three games, to me, is not even as bad as how they weren't even competitive against three teams that really, by all indications, weren't great teams. And going further, Lee, what bothers me is that this momentum, or shall we say lack of momentum, now I'm afraid is going to carry into the postseason, because the season is not over. These kids have earned a bowl game. And if the bowl game that Southern Miss gets, which will be announced on December 7th officially, which is this weekend, if it's not in New Orleans, I'm just afraid with the way this team finished, there's just not going to be a whole lot of enthusiasm to go to a bowl game. Is that reasonable?
No, I mean, I think anytime you get an opportunity to play, you know, postseason, it's a plus. I mean, there's a lot of things that you get to do in the program. I mean, obviously, you get a chance to let some youngsters get a little extra practice time. Everybody gets, you know, tries to get healthy before that bowl game. So I think anytime you can compete for a bowl game, yes, it's a plus. Is New Orleans the better of the bowls? I'm not sure. Would it be disappointing to go to another bowl? I'm not sure on that regard either. But just the fact that this team earned it, and you said it, they earned a bowl game, and they did. They did what they needed to get to that six wins, and didn't even stop there. Picked up that extra win as well, but. I think the team is excited about that opportunity and to be able to play again and really try to erase the last three games, obviously not playing for a conference title, but they get a chance to send these seniors out one more time with the game, get a chance to send them out possibly with a win. And so I think that's what they do. They try to erase what's happened over the last 3 weeks and focus on what they can do better and go win a bowl game.
And that gives you an eight-win season. I mean, eight wins in a football season is good by pretty much everybody's standard.
No, it is. And, again, if we look back at August and the football talks, as you look at the schedule, you kind of go through there and says, you know, if you can win eight games this season, I think it will be a plus. Again, nobody saw it play out exactly like it did, but – eight wins is good, and I'll take it. So I don't think they want to be settled with seven.
All right. So signing, they got about a minute and a half left. Signing day is tomorrow. One thing all three of us noticed, and I'm sure you did too, this past Saturday, the huge number of seniors that were on the field for senior day. So you got to restock the cupboard, so to speak. And what positions do you think are most needed to be filled, Lee?
Well, I think you start with quarterback. You lose Braylon. I think there are some O-line positions you've got to go feel it as well. And then you got to go back heavy on defense. I mean, we're losing a lot of guys on defense. 31 seniors, man. That is a lot. So you're not going to fill them all with high schoolers. You got to, once again, get in the portal. That's just the way it is. Get in the portal and get some needs filled pretty quickly.
Yeah, 9 commits so far for that 2026 Southern Miss class. So looks like they're going to be heavy into that transfer window in January. And when you think about it, Lee, you're going to lose Braylon, as you said. Both running backs in Pittman and Jones, all the receivers, 4 of the starters on the offensive line. And that's just on the offense. And then you have the defense, of course, with the defensive line. You should get back Chris Jones and Michael Montgomery if all things go well there, and then but really the secondary takes a huge hit. You're going to have a ton of players in the secondary and cornerbacks taking huge hits. So it seems like another time where Huff is going to hit on portal guys, which a big thing in this season was that the portal guys he brought in did hit. You know, if you think about a Jeffrey Pittman or even a Michael Montgomery, I mean, I don't think anybody expected Michael Montgomery to have 100 tackles this season. So he's going to have to hit on those guys in big ways during that January portal window.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that's what you have to go do, and a lot of key positions you got to go fill. So it's going to be an interesting, but hopefully a fun off season.
All right, Lee, we really appreciate all your input. We off air, we did sign a new contract with Lee to do some basketball analysis for us. So we'll get that contract out to you. We'll be calling you real soon, Lee.
And Kelly pays right for that, by the way. He does pay you.
Yeah.
he was our second. I love it. He was our second choice. We couldn't get Lane Kiffin. Everybody,
appreciate you guys.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. When we come back, we've got another Lee Applewhite, Associate Athletic Directors here to talk about Southern Miss Giving Day. So listen up. You're fixed to find out how you can help Southern Miss Athletics improve. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This segment is sponsored by Eagle Tire West. You can find them out on Highway 98 West. They're next to Smith Motor Company, full-service auto and truck service, premium Goodyear products, family-operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full-service and big Southern Miss supporters. Also want to thank Forest Health, and they remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but you shouldn't forget the most important player, you. Get an annual physical, eat right, exercise, do all the things Kelly does, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help with expert medical care closer to home, and we do really appreciate them. Which of the three do? Do you get a physical, do you eat right, or do you exercise?
Well, if you were a betting man, what would you put your money on?
None of the three. You bet on none of the three?
Eating right.
No, I think I think they're talking in different terms than you about eating right.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Regularly?
I don't really think it means fried chicken, Marlboros, and peach cobbler.
Bluebell ice cream? Is that on there?
Followed by a case of Bluebell ice cream, yeah.
and a case of...
What was that ice cream, Diva, you got for us?
Jenny's.
And he ate the whole thing, didn't he?
No, I got one bite.
We got one bite. Kelly started licking the stuff on the spoon.
Well, don't offer it to me if you don't want me to eat it, you know? I mean, and then chase it with some Pabst Blue Ribbon. There's nothing. It's a breakfast of champions there, buddy.
All right. I think our guest is about to leave. Lee Applewhite is the... Senior Associate Athletic Director for Development, and he's here to talk to us today, among other things. We'll get to the other things in a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to call in next time.
He's been getting it since he walked in the front door. Southern Miss Giving Day. Lee Applewhite, tell us what that means.
Well, it's a December 2nd is a National Day of Giving, and we're just embracing it this year and giving our supporters an opportunity to give. We have a goal of $25,000 today. It started at noon, and it will go through noon tomorrow. And, you know, one of the other goals is to try to get a gift to every avenue, every all the sports clubs, you know, Eagle Club, facilities. You have so many different ways to give and to help Southern Miss Athletics these days. The Competitive Excellence Fund is also huge right now. So, yeah, it's just a day of giving, and everybody should have gotten an email about the everything going on. We have some coaches doing some videos and, you know, talking about their needs and, you know, just an opportunity for our fans to our supporters to rally together and make a difference today.
And they get a little something back, don't they?
They do. They do. You can get priority points, you know, which is kind of, you know, ranks our supporters when it comes down to, you know, the seats that you're trying to get, the parking you're trying to get. Every $100 that you give to a couple different funds will give you 15 priority points. The Athletic Director Discretionary Fund, which is very important, and that's kind of like an emergency fund for us. Things pop up, as you know, and, you know, it's good to have, you know, a little backup when things happen. So it's 15 points for that. And the Eagle Club, and you just don't get any priority points for specific clubs like the Dugout Club or Gridiron or the Wings. You don't get priority points for that, but that's also helping individual teams, so that's also very important as well.
And how can people give this money?
A lot of different ways. I mean, the email that you got from our staff, there's a link on there. You can go to southernmiss.com. It'll be the first thing that pops up today. Really easy. You can call us, call the Eagle Club, and make a donation that way. You can come into the office and make a donation. So whichever way is easiest for you, we will make sure we get that donation in. And like I said, it's just a way for our you know supporters to rally today and take care of some needs that that we have. And you know the Competitive Excellence Fund. Very, very, very important these days, and you know that's the support that's going to go back to our athletes. You know, so that fund is very important, and you know the folks in the community hear me talking about that all the time. So, an opportunity to kind of build some of those funds as well for football, baseball, men's and women's basketball.
All right, so obviously we've talked a lot about it this week. You know, got 7 wins on the football team, going to go to a bowl game. Opportunity to have an 8-win season. Support and enthusiasm goes hand in hand with winning. So certainly from the standpoint of rebuilding enthusiasm for football in particular, this has been a successful year.
It's been a very successful year. Obviously, it didn't end the way we wanted to. You know, I thought the guys fought hard all the way through. You know, throughout a season, it's a long season. Things happen, and I think, you know, a few things did. You know, injuries play a big part. But I thought our guys fought hard, and our coaches did a really good job in turning this program around. You know, if you'd have told me we were going to go 7-5 and play a bowl game and had a chance to play for the West Division title, I would have taken that right then. I think all of us would have. Yeah, disappointing that we didn't get it done at the end, but, hey, you know, we have a bowl game. Our guys are going to get ready for that. It's going to give some of our younger guys a chance to get some snaps, some reps in practice. So that's always big. And then a chance to finish the year with a win, host a trophy. I mean, I think that's going to be very important for us. And, you know, as we talked about competitive excellence and rev share, you know, we're gonna need some funds to help with retention. You know, as you talked about a while ago, we had 31 seniors, so we're gonna try to keep some of these guys here that we have on the team and try to continue them and keep building and getting better. So we got to keep them here, and that some of those funds will help us do that, help our coaches and our staff keep some of those guys here. That we want to continue on.
Lee, I am a big people watcher, and I saw you this weekend at the football game, and I don't think I'm being too dramatic when I say that it was agonizing for you to see the season to finish the way it finished, because you knew there would be somehow ramifications. You're always the guy it seems that, you know, like we picked on you when you came in here today, barraging you with all these things, kidding you, of course. Mm-hmm. But when you're kidding, a lot of that is truth, that you face that every day with all the negative Nellies that have all the answers. How do you deal with the stresses and agony of your job when things sometimes don't go the way you want them to go?
Well, I focus on the folks that that support us and are involved in it for the right reasons. And, you know, I learned a long time ago you can't make everybody happy. I can't control what goes on the field. My job is to help them get the resources that they need, and I'm going to continue to do that no matter if we win or lose. Obviously, when you win,
it's easier.
Folks want to be a part of a winner. So it does make things a little bit easier, but we have some really, really great supporters, and I'm so thankful for a lot of them. We had an outstanding year of fundraising, the best ever at Southern Miss. So we're just going to keep building on that. You know, we've got a lot of folks that are involved with in it for the right reasons and want the program to be successful. They're investing in our programs. And, you know, the wins are great, you know, and that's why we're in it. But we're also in it to, you know, get these kids here and develop them. And then, you know, we have great coaches, and I think they turn all of our athletes into great people when they leave Southern Miss. And that's a big part of what I do, is just try to make sure they have all the resources they need to get these kids here, grow them while they're here, so they'll be successful people when they leave.
Yeah, but you see what goes on in college sports now. More money, more money, more money. Millions of dollars to coaches, millions of dollars to players now. It just makes your job tougher.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you see a lot of that. I mean, there's big numbers getting thrown around, but here, really, it's not like that. I mean, we're just trying to, you know, help these kids live better while they're here. We're not giving anybody millions of dollars. We can't afford to do that. But we're going to try to find the best athlete that we can, the best person that we can, and you know, help support them while they're here, just to help them, you know, take care of things while they're here, so they don't have to worry about, you know, the little things. They're going to have some funds to take care of all that. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I know everybody knows how crazy it's gotten and how big certain checks have gotten for certain people. But, you know, here we're just going to focus on what we can control, and that is just to get people to invest in our program and you know, use those funds wisely.
All right, tell us one more time how people can donate today, because it is Southern Miss Giving Day and you still got time to do it.
And it's easy. Just if you go on the website, southernmiss.com, it'll be the first thing that pops up. You can give that way. You're welcome to come into our Athletic Foundation offices or give us a call. You can call me directly, call any of our staff directly, but you can call the Eagle Club and they'll take care of you.
I'm sorry we ran out of time for all those other questions we were going to ask you.
I'm excited.
He's wiping the sweat from his forehead as we speak.
Senior Associate Athletic Director for Development and our very dear friend, Lee Applewhite. Merry Christmas, brother.
Y'all too. Thank you guys for having me.
We'll be right back, everybody.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, you got to go down and see our good buddies at DBAT on Hardy Street. That'd make a great Christmas shopping stop. They've got a wonderful pro shop at DBAT. Also, gift cards for merchandise in the pro shop, for training, for camps. A lot of good Christmas ideas at DBAT.
Memberships. If your kids are going to be there and you have more than one child that's playing softball or baseball, the best bang for the buck are the family memberships.
All right. Another thing that you can keep in mind for Christmas, they got a lot of good Christmas gift ideas at MCS Home Center. They're mainly there for home repair, home remodeling, and home construction, everything you need for your next project. But they do have a lot of Christmas stuff down there. I was down there over the weekend. And a great staff of friendly people that want to help you. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, fellas, I want to bring this topic up to both of you today, because while we don't cover other universities outside of the Sun Belt, obviously there's been a lot of headlines about Ole Miss and LSU. We all know that. So I got to thinking last night, Kelly, and I began to, you know, remember that this, what Lane Kiffin did, is nothing new. And I want to take you back to November of 1990, and I bet a lot of younger fans don't know this. November of 1990, the Golden Eagles had finished the year 9-2. They had had a really good year. I believe I'm right about that. 8-3, 9-2.
With a quarterback by the name of Favre.
And they had a coach by the name of Curly Hallman, who at the end of the season in 1990, with the All-American Bowl now offered to play North Carolina State in Birmingham, Curly Hallman announced that he was leaving for LSU. And that's when the coach that became so famous, Jeff Bauer, appeared. And he coached the Golden Eagles in that bowl game, which they lost right at the end of the game, high-scoring game to North Carolina State. You're right, Brett Favre was the quarterback. Bill McClellan told Curly Hallman just what Lane Kiffin was told by the Ole Miss athletic director. No, if you're leaving, leave. We'll bring in our own coach to coach our own team. Point just being, there's nothing new about this, is there?
No, actually, Thamus Coleman, or as he was known back then, famous Thamus Coleman, one of the elder statesmen on the coaching staff, initially coached the team until the hiring was finished.
Correct. That's
getting Coach Bauer in town.
Right.
So I think Coach Bauer had the headsets on and everything during the game. But no, there isn't, except that Lane Kiffin really thought that he was going to be allowed, you know.
Well, I guess Curly Hallman thought the same thing.
Perhaps, perhaps. So there really isn't anything new about that, except recruiting back then and how you could do it now. And Bill Cowher, the former coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, put it best when he said, "Why would you be allowed to stay, Lane, and coach your Ole Miss guys for two more weeks, have exposure to them two more weeks, and tell them about all the benefits of them following you to LSU?" In the Curly Hallman days, you couldn't do that.
Correct.
It wasn't that
right.
Simple.
Well, that's a great point. Dima, is the only difference the fact that Ole Miss was getting ready to play in the national playoffs?
Well, it's an interesting conundrum because we've never seen it before, right? Like, we haven't had the 12-team playoff but for 2 years, right? And this, all these things about Lane Kiffin getting Ole Miss to the playoffs, let me just put it to you plainly. If we still had a 4-team playoffs, Lane Kiffin wouldn't be getting Ole Miss to no playoffs. So the only reason they're even in line to get in the playoffs is because we expanded it. So that's number one. Number two, the way the college football calendar is set up right now, this is going to happen again. It isn't just a Lane Kiffin thing. And the thing, we thought this would happen all season when you saw all of these big-time coaching jobs open up. Penn State's open. Florida is open. LSU became open. You know, Oklahoma State. You can go on and on. Arkansas, Auburn. These incredibly big jobs all open in the same year. And with the way the college football calendar is laid out, they have to get somebody in there beginning of December or they're going to be real behind on the eight ball. So the fact of Kiffin going to LSU shouldn't be any shocking to anybody. LSU is definitely a better job than Ole Miss. That is unarguable. I just don't hear the argument against that. The problem that Kiffin had was that he drug it out so long that he created a scenario where the fan base became against him. You saw what happened if anybody saw the video of him getting off the plane, going to the airport, where the Ole Miss fan base is actively middle fingering him, you know,
chasing him down.
Yes, chasing him down, driving him off the road. And I'm not trying to claim that Kiffin's a victim here. He did his own thing in making this worse than it had to be. But you can't blame the guy for going to LSU. Now, the Ole Miss AD in this conundrum of letting Lane Kiffin coach in the playoff is kind of an unprecedented decision because we haven't had this before. Tulane and JMU and North Texas, different scenarios. I get it. It's not Ole Miss, not SEC. John Sumrall's going to Florida to take that job. The coach at JMU, Bob Chesney, is going to UCLA to take that job. I always forget the North Texas head coach. I think it's Eric Morris, something like that. Going to Oklahoma State. All three of those schools said that they're allowed to coach JMU, North Texas, and Tulane in the playoffs. They don't have a problem with that.
In a bowl game.
Because if North Texas or Tulane, whoever wins that game in the American is going to the playoff. So it's going to get interesting. But the problem I think that Lane Kiffin ran into is if he would have taken the Penn State job, let's just say that, I don't think Ole Miss wouldn't have let him coach the playoff game. It's the fact that he went to a rival school, I think, is kind of
their hated rival.
Yeah, their second most rival. Yeah. I think that's the thing. But, I mean, I don't think we should be knocking Lane Kiffin for wanting to coach his team, because no matter how you look at it, Ole Miss wouldn't be in the position they are right now without Lane Kiffin. I mean, that's just the truth.
I can't argue that.
So I don't think he should be at fault for wanting to see it through, because you can't fault him for leaving to go to LSU under this calendar.
But you also cannot fault the athletic director for making the decision that he made either.
No.
I mean, you made your bed. You sleep in it. All right? You want to go down there and be with them? Go ahead and get started.
That's the same decision Bill McClellan made in 1990.
Get started on your recruiting. We don't want you. If you don't want to be here, we don't want you.
But it's an unprecedented decision, because the same decision happened at both Tulane and North Texas and JMU, and they all said they're fine with them coaching them in the playoffs.
And I saw a picture yesterday, and I can't vouch for its accuracy. I would assume it was a true picture, that a lot of his suits and clothes were in his office on a rack, and they put it out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
If that's true, come on. Come on.
It was an ugly exit. But the thing is with Kiffin is he's done this at so many other places. You saw what happened
he's
at Tulane.
He's got a reputation of this.
Yeah, Tennessee, not Tulane, excuse me, USC, you know, they fired him. You know, 2 years ago when the Alabama job came open, Lane Kiffin was calling Alabama saying, I want the job, I want the job, I want the job. And I think Nick Saban got in there and said, guys, I don't think you should go there.
Well, let's remember, he had just signed a 10-year contract at Florida Atlantic, and 2 years into that, he left to go to Ole Miss. And that would be my next question in the last 3 minutes of the segment. Do contracts mean anything for college football coaches?
I don't think so. I mean, you see the deal he made, $90 million. 7-year deal. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me in 4 years if he's the head coach at Alabama.
Correct. And the contracts all seem to go one way.
Right.
He's a great self-promoter.
It's just crazy to me that he's getting paid. He's the second highest paid coach in college football right now over Ryan Day at Ohio State, who won the national championship. Lane Kiffin hasn't won anything.
No, that's what
he's literally won nothing.
That's what I was going to just say. You know, that goes to my point of being a great self-promoter. Is you got to have me to have this success, really? Well, what success have you had up to this point?
And again, if there wasn't anything as such as the 12-team playoff, they wouldn't have had any success. You don't make the SEC championship game this year. You're 11-1. That's great. Go to the Peach Bowl and play for the Peach Bowl. You know, if there wasn't a 12-team playoff, there wouldn't be this huge, influx of coaching changes.
All right. Well, we just wanted to bring up that it's not the first time it's happened, and ironically, it happened to Southern Miss, and the coach left for the same school. Now, he didn't get $91 million. I'm sure he'd like to have gotten that. But.
And most people think that when he went to LSU, too, the reason he did not have long-term success was because that Curly Holman had a quarterback at Southern Miss named Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And
that
he
probably
did
helped a little.
A lot. And he didn't at LSU.
And I don't think it's the last time you're going to see it happen either. Just with the way the college football calendar is, it's bound to happen. You can go read my column today on HubCitySpokes.com. I wrote about it and tried to make this makeshift calendar to try to avoid it.
Here's what I would say. Don't blame Lane Kiffin. Don't blame what some of us would perceive as greedy football players now. Blame the NCAA because they allowed all of this to happen.
Yeah.
All of this to happen.
They did. And again, Kiffin isn't like not at fault because he handled it. He did handle it poorly and he did things wrong. But I don't think nobody should be upset with him going to take the LSU job. That's just facts. And the fact that he had to take it now is just the way the calendar lies, and that's on the NCAA.
Well, here's the bottom line truth, Kelly. You'll appreciate this. He's got 91 million reasons not to care what anyone thinks.
But he prayed about it. And that sounds terrible. Because he might have. But I just find it really funny how coaches and preachers, they always pray about things, but they always wind up going to the place with more money.
They're never directed to the smallest. So right. Lane wasn't considering Kennesaw State at any point.
For sure.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Quick reminder, Golden Eagle. The Eagle Hour will be on the road tomorrow up in Collins. The Christmas tree lighting, that's always a fun time of year, so we'll look forward to that. And, Kelly, I want you to bring your wallet, and I'm going to let you take me to Main Street Cafe for lunch tomorrow. Dima, you may want to come. Kelly's buying.
I don't know. I didn't see it. That'd be a Christmas miracle.
Now, wait a minute. You told me we were going to Collins to get lit. You didn't tell me about the Christmas tree. I thought we were just going to get lit.
No. We don't get lit.
No, I do.
Collins tomorrow, Christmas tree lighting. And hopefully, if Kelly will get his wallet up, lunch at Main Street.
I wouldn't count on it.
Probably not.
I don't even think Kelly has a wallet. I think
that may be a really good point right there.
I've never seen his wallet.
Fourth Street, you
have your wallet on you?
It's every time I open it, though, moths fly out of it for some reason.
He does have it when he shows up at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And that's where you can go get a great lunch, have a good meal, enjoy some good football this weekend. I guarantee you all the big games will be on the TV at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
Do you know Christmas Eve, Bob? Christmas Eve, they're going to have a big trivia game on Christmas Eve at 4th Street. So if you're a loser like me and want to hang out.
No, I don't know what to say to that.
I can see the Thanksgiving night deal, but I don't know about Christmas Eve. Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are gorgeous. Their showroom, and it's really special, is the only one in Mississippi. They're on Highway 98 West, and that would be a tremendous Christmas present for somebody on your list. And they Genesis, that'd make them happy. And Mo Bay Beignet Company, that'd be more Kelly Speed, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page and go eat some beignets and drink some hot coffees with Kelly.
You might be able to get some peppermint syrup, too, to go on
your... Do you ever pay for the extra, like the lattes and stuff, or are you just basically the cheapest coffee man you can find?
Yeah, I don't even know what to call it anymore. I just tell them I want a medium-sized, like, dark roast or medium roast. Mm-hmm. I guess you call it drip coffee, just regular drip coffee.
So since you don't pay for anything, do you just go to these restaurants and just like give them a wink and they have like a running tab or something?
If I don't pay for anything, then you don't even have a tab. I just pull
he
out.
Just, no, he just sits there until they say, I'll tell you what, we'll give you something to eat if you will just leave.
See?
If you'll stop talking. If your mouth just moves stop. Only for eating.
If you'll just stop talking, please.
And I don't mind leaving because if it's not that, then I'm going to have to pull out the compromising photographs, you know, that I have on just about everybody in town. Yeah. So,
Kelly, what happened in basketball?
Well, unfortunately,
Lady Eagles are on the road.
Yeah, they got beat by SMU last night, Southern Methodist. That game played over in Fort Worth, 83-70, the final score. So the Lady Eagles, after that blazing 6-0 start, now have dropped three in a row, two at the
that sounds familiar.
Thanksgiving tournament in Cancun. Address those letters to Bob Getty. That's G-H-E-T-T-I. pardon me, Soraya White led the Lady Eagles with 24 points. Melanie Timms with 15 points, rather. But Soraya White, besides the 24 points, came up with 13 rebounds. And Ja'Kayla Johnson came up with 10. So the Lady Eagles now drop to 6-3 after losing those two tournament games down in Cancun, Mexico. And the men are going to be in action tomorrow night at Radford over in Virginia, in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And then from there to Miami. So they got a pretty tough road trip coming up.
Ole Miss is coming up as well for them. So yeah. a lot of interesting.
That'll be down at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum. And I think that's really a fun thing. You know, the coach at Ole Miss and Jay Ladner are good buddies, and they thought, yeah, let's go down. It's a good recruiting tool for both schools.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
For
I would think. And a fun time to go to the coast.
And that's about a week before Christmas. So before the relatives start invading you for Christmas, then make one trip down to the coast.
All right, when do these football playoffs start, number one, Demon? Number two, when will we know where the Golden Eagles will be playing in the postseason?
Yeah, so the college football playoffs start, I think, on the 18th weekend, something like that. That's the first round games. Obviously, you have conference championship games this weekend that kind of determine the final playoff seedings. You should know where Southern Miss is headed to a bowl at the latest on Sunday. But sometimes that news starts trickling out.
It does.
Thursday, Friday. So we should get to know here in a couple of days.
Are you hearing any smoke signals?
It sounded like the New Orleans Bowl is pretty heavily favored bowl game for them right now. We'll see. I've heard also the Myrtle Beach Bowl out there in South Carolina. That was one that I heard. And then the Ventures Bowl down there in Mobile. So those three seem to be the rotating options, and it kind of just depends on, you know, geographically. I just think the New Orleans Bowl makes a lot of sense. And personally, I'm really hoping it's that one just because it's an easy trip.
And with the success the Eagles have had in the city of Mobile,
I want to try to avoid that bowl game.
At all costs.
Yeah. I think that would be a severe disappointment if it was in Mobile, personally.
Yeah, I think the New Orleans Bowl would be a nice treat for fans.
And that's a game that you could go down to before.
And come back.
And come back. Yeah.
I think it's a 4 p.m. kick, I believe, that New Orleans Bowl.
So. And in Mobile, you could say the same. It's just, I'm being honest, you guys. I don't know what.
There's just more to do in New Orleans, no question.
But Mobile, just the whole city, we just can't win a football game there.
Well, they did win their last bowl game there.
We did. Back in the past.
2022. Yeah.
All right, well, tomorrow, signing day, we're going to get a report from Glenn Dyer. Tomorrow at 1:40, Dean will be on the road working. You got a busy day tomorrow.
Busy day tomorrow.
And Thursday, we've got former Southern Miss quarterback and Major League Baseball player Anthony Alford is going to be here.
That'll be fun. And we're in Collins tomorrow, so we hope you'll stop by and say hello. Thank you for listening every day. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping. Into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.